You don't play around with this guy. Oh, who am I kidding? That's all you do. Hello, my name is Drew, and welcome to Fascinating People. This is the show where we grab somebody who is from the community or has impacted the community in a special way, and we get them to tell their story for the next 30 minutes. Our guest this month is Jody LaFleur. He just recently opened his business, Jebediah's Games and Hobbies, here in Sturgeon Falls. We talk about his history with games and hobbies, talk about what his plans are for his business and the community at large, and plenty more. Remember, everybody is fascinating. You just have to get them to tell you why. So if you're fascinating or you just want to talk for 30 minutes, I have a microphone. Email drew@moosefm.com. We'll see if we can't set up a time. But for now, let's talk to Jody about his life, his story, and his business.
Hey guys, it's Jody LaFleur, owner of Jebediah's Games and Hobbies, and thanks for taking the time to listen.
And thank you for taking time to actually come on down and share your story, because you and I haven't known each other that long.
No, we haven't, but I do, I like you so far.
No, I like you too. I also like the fact that when I went into your store, I just saw almost everything from my childhood.
Mostly right now, it's mostly all the collectibles and oddities I've gathered over the last 10 years or so.
So kind of like what? So in case somebody actually hasn't been able to come down and visit you yet, what's in your store?
Well, as a local game store, we have all your trading card needs. And me personally, I have a big Nerf section because I've been running the local Nerf community here in Sturgeon Falls for the last year or two. And it's been turning out pretty good. We have almost over 100 members, and we've been having great turnouts every weekend. The store has been a great help for that.
Wow. Did you start that with Jebediah, or have you always been doing something along those
lines?
Yeah,
I've been doing that for about a year or two now.
And what kind of prompted you to start it?
I've been playing Nerf since high school. I was really into it. I used to always grab all the kids from school, and we'd all go home, and I'd have tons and tons of blasters.
So then you'd kind of be the one to hand out the different artillery to each of your friends?
Yes. It's a lot better these days. People come with their own blasters and their own ammo. I always have spares if kids don't have any, though.
Oh, so like you like run this as like a side business?
Yeah, it's non-profitable. There's no money involved.
Okay.
It's just all for fun.
You just open up, like, here's a field with some obstacles.
Exactly.
I'm going to open up the gate at this time. Come on down and have some fun.
Exactly. Right now we have a few areas around Sturgeon. We like to play behind the shop. We have a big area there. We have Allen Court, and another place I like to play is the school playground at Resurrection. We have a spot in North Bay, and recently I've been partnering up with Pro Sports Management in North Bay, who run real leagues and stuff of baseball, dodgeball, and all that, and now starting since last year, Nerf. So we're just waiting for them to reopen, and hopefully I could sponsor some real tournaments and things like that.
Like have Jebediah Game and Hobbies a logo with the Nerf tournament?
Yeah.
How does that typically work? Because I'm imagining like single elimination tournament type of deal with
a team.
That's where
I will help them.
They're just piecing it
together.
They're
new to the whole Nerf scene, but they as a business run leagues. So they make their profit off of scheduling, places to play, and making tournaments like that.
So they got all the behind-the-scenes stuff, whereas you just kind of fill in the gaps.
Exactly. So they have the team to run this. They have the gymnasiums and all the equipment provided, blasters and things like that. I'll probably be helping with rules and things that they don't know about. I'd probably be supplying ammo and, you know, other things that I guess a sponsor would need to do for them.
So did this come, like, you being a backstage part of this Nerf tournament, did this come before or after you decided to open the shop?
I partnered up with them last summer, so this happened just before I opened the store.
Okay, so then what made you decide to, continue with that? Because I could imagine making some cash running these Nerf leagues, you know, actually having admission, getting uniforms, like getting the sponsorships and earning a living that way. So what made you kind of say, I'll do that on my free time? I really want to focus on this shop.
Well, that is a good way to make money. That's how, like I said, pro sports management, that's what business they're in. They run the leagues and they organize tournaments and admissions with all that stuff. They do trophies and prizes. And I thought that was really cool. And when they started mentioning that they wanted to do Nerf, I saw that and I hopped right in. I let them know how I've been running the local community for about a year. And they were really intrigued because they don't know much about Nerf, the rulings, or how to set up the tournaments. So my part will be setting up the tournaments, supplying like ammo, showing them the ropes, and they would be, you know, organizing it, advertising it, supplying the venues and things like that.
When you talk about your experience in this, like you started this in high school, is that what you said?
Yes.
So then you've got how many, like maybe 10, 15 years of experience?
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Has it changed? Because I don't play Nerf very often. So are these like official rules? Like the company themselves have released rules on how to properly play with our toys?
Yeah, the company Hasbro does host Nerf Pro League championships and stuff. There's a lot of top quality Nerfers out there, like Lord Drac on YouTube, or what's the other boy's name?
So there's like this huge community then,
yes.
I imagine.
Yeah, it's very popular, and a lot of the partners with Hasbro and all that stuff, I see them on the internet doing the tournaments a lot, and I'm really intrigued in that. I would love to become a partner with Hasbro one day myself.
Once Jebediah climbs to the heights that you want to see, I imagine.
Sort of. So just like the Nerf community, on the side, I also run a YouTube channel around my Nerf. I do modifications and just fun videos and things like that around hobbies. And hopefully I'll become a...
Pro? Professional?
No, they have a word for when you partner up with them.
Oh.
Yes. I'm so sorry, I can't think of it.
No, your phone is ringing off the hook, though. You're popular, dude.
Sorry.
No worries.
I apologize for that.
It happens. It happens. So do you want to be... that is interesting that they actually have a certain category of, I guess, spokespeople, really.
Yeah. I think the word influencer.
Influencer. Okay.
Yes, the word would be influencer.
A Nerf influencer.
Yes. So they would be sending me boxes of new product, all this other sorts of stuff, and I'd be advertising it through my YouTube channel, and it would be just great for the both parties.
Wow, and I'm guessing it'd be a good foot in the door with this tournament to say, like, yeah, I do care about this. Look at this. I've brought this to my community.
Mm-hmm. Also, they hand out very limited edition special things to influencers, like completely chromed out gold blasters and things like that.
Does it still work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fully functional. Gold-plated blasters.
Insane.
I was pretty intrigued. I wanted some.
I was going to say, you can't find that in your back room.
Only influencers got those.
Gotcha.
There was a specific amount sent out. Yeah, so influencers get a lot of benefits from being partnered up with Hasbro. It's really cool.
I wish you the best of luck with that. It sounds very exciting. You are very passionate about that because you say you've been doing it for a lot of years.
Yeah, well, it's fun, right? It's good exercise. It's good for you. I'm a type 1 diabetic, so I need exercise in my diet, my routine.
Let's talk about the game for a bit then. So I'm imagining something along the lines of paintball. Would I be far off?
No. So Nerf, they have a dart line with blasters where, you know, the darts that you know of. And then they have the disc line, much less popular. And they now have a rival line, which is for 14 plus, and they shoot about paintball-sized foam balls.
Is that, like, based on difficulty?
I would say performance. So the size and performance of the rival ones are a lot more teenager adequate and appropriate, I guess. And then the blasters with the darts, I guess they're more appropriate for the younger 8+.
So you did grow up here. You're very much local. Have you ever been anywhere else, or is it strictly West Nipissing?
Actually, I have not traveled much. I think the farthest I've ever been out is Toronto, and that was when I was a young boy.
So it wasn't even your idea. It was your folks that took you. That's fair. So you've got a real dedicated community then. Since you haven't really left, you've been able to build this group of followers, I guess.
I'm super dedicated to the community. That's part of my goals, is to be a huge part of my small town that I love so much.
How so? Like, when you look into your future and being a part of the town, what do you see yourself as?
I guess for goals would be the small successful business in my town that I like. I know a lot of people, they tend to want to grow up and leave. I want to stay and make it better.
Well, that sounds very ambitious, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I want to support our local animal shelter soon when I can start getting some proper funding. And other than that, just be as big a part of the community as I can, you know, hosting events and other things like that, you know, between NERF or you remember the fundraiser and things like that. I'm always trying to have a big party for everybody.
And I noticed that you were started hosting some trading card games. I saw Yu-Gi-Oh! Are you just doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Right now?
Every week on Wednesdays, we do Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments. And every week on Fridays, we do Friday Night Magic, which is a Magic tournaments.
Okay, so yes. I'm more familiar, I'll admit, with Yu-Gi-Oh! Than Magic. I was not introduced to that world until much later, and the person who introduced me to it is no longer in town. They moved actually out of country, so I haven't really connected. I never really picked it up. So for someone like me, who's very much a novice when it comes to maybe one of those, but wants to find a community or at least try it out, what do you offer for a novice?
I myself am also a novice. I haven't played in probably a decade, but recently I bought a deck off one of our customers. He had a spare deck and I bought it, and I've been playing with them and I've been having a lot of fun. So if you are a novice, I have a whole section of Yu-Gi-Oh! Singles. I'm probably the only place in Northern Ontario who sells Yu-Gi-Oh! Singles. You can definitely just slap a cheap deck together that way, or you can always pick up an advanced legal ready-to-play structured deck.
Is there an entrance fee?
Yes. So during tournament nights, there's a $5 door fee.
Gotcha. Okay.
But there's a prize at the end for the first place, second place, third place.
Each week there's a new prize?
I try to switch it up. Mostly it's packs and rare cards.
I mean, you're playing the game. You want to booster yourself.
Exactly.
I guess what I wanted to know is what led you to want to open this up? So you're playing your Nerf, right? And you've got all your games and hobbies to the side. What kind of inspired you to open your own business?
Growing up, I've always been a collector. Like I said, I've been probably a hobby enthusiast and a collector for the last 10 or 15 years. And once I got out of high school, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. But I don't know, I've always was pretty sure I wanted to own a business. At first, I was going for welding, and that didn't work out too good.
What happened?
I got fired.
Oh, fair enough.
So, but that didn't stop me from wanting my business. I was 20 years old and I was telling myself I want a business by 25 years old and I'll be 25 in 2 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the process like to open it up? Because the place you're in now, remind me, it's on King Street, but what's the number?
173.
173. That was originally the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
So when they moved out, what was that, the instigator, the igniter of saying, I want that property?
Well, like I said, I've been going through the plan, the step-by-step plan. And my girlfriend lived in that building. And I was speaking with the landlord and I asked him about the business down below. And coincidentally, they were moving out in a week.
Oh, so you could just like ease on in? The guy had no problem with you taking over?
I asked him if I could rent it right after them, and he said, yeah. The problem was the moment I rented it, 4 days later, COVID struck. And everywhere got shut down for 3 to 4 months.
At least you had a place now. Like, your planning could morph into, like, all right, property obtained. What do I do with that property?
Exactly. It gave me a lot of time to set it up.
So what did you think about when you were setting up? But I see that your setup is very... how do I put this kindly? It's one path, right? Mm-hmm. It's simple. But when you go in, it's not like a cluttered mess. There's not something in the center. You don't have to trip over anything. It's very much a clear path throughout. So you can check out everything, get a clear idea of what everything is. Was that something that came up in planning? Like, is that what you intended?
Yeah, it took me a couple days to find the feng shui of everything. I tried to keep it open. I didn't want people having to kneel down in corners, squeeze through small pathways, or just be not comfortable. I was really looking for a very friendly, open, inviting environment.
Awesome. And it's pretty open because you've got your logo, which is Pikachu, thrown up there so you can just walk right in through the door and it's right there. So it's pretty convenient if someone wants to just come by.
Mm-hmm.
So then if someone was just kind of curious, because we talked about trading card games and that's selective, you know, you either like it or you don't.
Yep.
But that's not all you have.
No.
So when we talk about games and hobbies, people come in, what do they see?
Local game stores do mainly deal with trading cards, but as a local game stores, we have board games, comic books, retro video games, oddities, collectibles, vintage product, and, you know, most things for most fans.
So then when you're planning to be a staple of the community, you want to be somebody that helps it grow and inspire more businesses. Am I far off? Or I think I got that vibe from you earlier.
I always love helping people as much as I can.
So then if that's your plan for your personality and the community, what's your plan for your business going forward? Do you still want to host the deck games? Do you have plans for what comes next?
So we just got into the Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments and the Magic tournaments, and they've been going great. Nerf on Saturdays, like I said, the store has helped so much with that. The turnouts have exponentially increased. And what else? So I'm looking into starting maybe Dungeons and Dragons twice a month and a board game night once a month. Right now, as you know, I'm still contacting my distributors, but once we have those in, we'll be getting cool, sweet new board games, and we'll have board game nights and things like that. It's going to be really fun. And like I said, every time there's a holiday, I try to host something.
You take advantage of it while you can. Because that's another thing I wanted to bring up. My friend, he just moved back in. He originally was in Peterborough, and he moved back into the area. And he is, I could be kind, but I won't. He's socially inept. He doesn't really have a community. It's just me, right? So if I was to throw this man in your direction, say, go in, talk to Jody, you'll find a community there. How would you help somebody that maybe just wants to make friends?
We have a great community for that. Showing up to any of the events is always fun. We have a lot of new people in town who have come and made lots of friends since. If you have any interests that involve anything that I'm involved in, I guess that sounds weird. But if you do, there's always a community around it. We've had people from out of town who are here for the summer. They come, they've met lots of friends who played the same card games as them. We've seen lots of new faces at Nerf. My nephew has made so many friends this summer. The store is always open all week long. There's a table in the back set up and ready for anybody who wants to just come play cards or hang out for the day.
That's fantastic, by the way. And you've got a page as well that people can check
exactly.
out as well.
Yes, exactly. We have the page on the community for people to follow to always keep up on the fun things we're doing.
Because that's how I found out about the Yu-Gi-Oh! Stuff. And I'm like, ah!
Awesome.
That's how I'm going to spend some nights. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go behind the scenes of the business just kind of a little bit more, just to kind of fester how it came to be. So you were talking, like you said, I want to get a place before I'm 25. I want to open up a business. You find a realtor, you find a property, and you've got an idea of what the business would actually be. Was there anything else that you had to go through, had to plan, or had help along the way to make it to this point?
Well, as we all know, life has its ups and downs, and the plan did not go exactly how it was planned. The pathway was not straight. It had a lot of curves and bends and, abruptions. But in the end, it was going in the right direction. After my plan, I wanted to finish school. I did it. I wanted to get a well-paying job so I can save money to afford a business. I didn't do that.
There's one of those curves.
Yep. So I had to find money another way. So I had to get a lower-paying job and save money that way. Let's see. I needed to acquire product and base, I guess, ideas. And
did you have to get a business license at all?
Yes. Master business license is pretty simple. You just pay like $90 and you get it sent to you through the mail.
Well, it sounds like you had the wherewithal to know that there were going to be blockages towards this.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't like the easiest going. It wasn't just a step-by-step process, you know. I finished school, I acquired a home, started to save money, and then I had to find a place to work in the organization and other things like that. But it's all really come together. We've started to grow a community around it and things like that. I'm straying off.
No worries. let's get back on track. We'll talk about the stuff that I was saving for the end, because I know that I could go on and on about this stuff. We talked about the cards. We talked about the Nerf. But then there's the comics and the games that you're also offering. Like, there's a Nintendo 64 there that you have that I've got my eye on. But did you grow up with that stuff as well?
Yes. My first console was 1999. I got Nintendo 64 for Christmas. I was pretty ecstatic. Since then, it's been probably my favorite console. I've always been into the retro video games all through high school. I was the kid around school with all the retro games. I never played Xbox 360 and PS3, but definitely played Streets of Rage or Ninja Turtles.
This was Turtles 2 through Time?
Turtles in Time,
There you go. That's good. You've got taste. I like that. So was that the game that you... Because if I was to look back on my history of gaming, I can't tell you how many hours I put into Super Mario 64. That one was basically, I went home and I tried to get every single star that you get through those paintings. And then when I did it, cool. Going to open up another file and do it all over again. Mm-hmm. It was the game that I played the most.
I loved that game, too. I played that so much growing up.
So was that Turtles in Time for you? Or is there a game that you think, like, no, that one I've put in the most hours?
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. I'm sure a lot of viewers out there will agree with me.
That is fair. That is an actual great game.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't only have the N64. I noticed that as well.
Personally, I have a huge retro video game collection at home still.
And that's not for sale?
No, sadly. I have a lot of people inquire. The other day, some boys like, do you have a DSi XL Ice Blue? And I'm like, yeah, but it's kind of in my collection.
I'm not ready to part with it just yet. Is that something else that you're wanting to, because you talked about having board game nights and you're doing the card nights and some holiday themes. In the future, if the stars align and you don't have as many curves, maybe bring video games as to more of a feature in the business, or are you happy with the memorabilia and the trading cards?
As we get hooked up with our new distributors, I was really hoping to get into newer games like the Xbox One and PS4, which I have so many inquiries about. Retro video games have been doing great. The community is always going to be there because, you know, they're never going to go away. But I do plan on setting up a TV station somewhere and in the back maybe, so people can not just only come hang out and play cards, but they can come hang out and play their video games too. I have a Nintendo Switch, which is a very versatile console. I actually have a small miniature arcade system set up that you would put your Switch in, and it turns it into a small retro arcade system. And then I have the Nintendo emulator and the Super Nintendo emulator on there with probably over 100 great games. So people could just come play, hang out.
It sounds like the goal is just kind of be an open setting. You know, unlock the door, just come on in, enjoy yourself.
Somewhere to hang out, yeah.
When you were talking about, you know, building up the business and having all these different curves on the path, was there a resource that you went to or a person that you went to just like, all right, I've hit a snag. I don't know how to proceed. What do I do?
Ken Landry is a great man. He
is a fantastic individual. For those that don't know, I don't know if he runs it, but he is
he's the manager.
He's the manager of Mind Games in North Bay. I've mentioned them a couple times on air because he's very vocally supportive of our Radiothon, which is what we do to raise money for the food bank every winter. So I'm very familiar with Mr. Landry.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Mind Games is a local game shop in North Bay Mall. So he has been kind of like a business mentor for me. He helps me with all the, if I ever have any questions, I go to him and he helps me. He's helped me with the product. Like if I need to find something somewhere, he'll help me find things. Or I've bought a couple of my units off him for the store, things like that. He's given me a lot of business advice. He's kind of like a mentor for me.
And are you hoping to pass that along? You're talking about building up this community. Do you see yourself in that position in the future?
For sure. My friend Maxim Velyar is just opening a BMX store here in town. I've been totally trying to help him. I just sold him like all my old bike parts out of my shed, a big stack of them the other day. I totally want to support his business, and I love that he's getting into the idea. My other buddy, Jesse Poulin, he's great with laptops, computers. He fixes them and builds them on a daily basis. He's looking forward to maybe eventually starting a computer business, not with a shop, but in a vehicle where he drives around. You know, you call him, he'll come fix your computer. He builds, sells computers, things like that, kind of like a home business, mobile.
Yeah, business. Just kind of have a van and make
and
it
then,
a little easier.
I have another friend. I can't pronounce his last name properly. Bradley Lazler or something.
Okay.
Young boy, loves his rapping and stuff. He's looking into making a music store. He loves playing the guitar and playing with instruments and music and all that. He's a cool kid, and he wants to eventually get out of high school and start like a music store here in town. I'm totally into helping my friends and trying to inspire them to move forward into the idea.
Well, you are a success story, so I imagine that you'd have some push to get them where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm always encouraging them, letting them know that it is possible. I would say 4 years ago, I was living in my girlfriend's mother's basement, and I was $10,000 in debt with no job.
And now look at you.
Yes.
you what did you say? You had a house? You had a business?
Now I live in a duplex with my mother. I have a business. I have my vehicle. I don't live in my girlfriend's basement. She also has her own home. And, I mean, there was probably a few other accomplishments I can think of, but I think that's good enough for now.
Fair. You're a humble man. I appreciate that. So then let's talk about the layman for a second. You are very much in this community of business, helping out other small businesses start, plant their seeds, grow. What do you wish to see from our community to help these up-and-coming smaller businesses?
What I see in the future for all these other small businesses and hopefully with the bigger businesses is some collaboration. Hopefully we can all work together, other businesses and I, to host bigger, better events and do more things for our community.
Help everybody build by building each other.
Exactly. So like we can have, you know, work with the music stores. We have music nights. We work with the bike stores. We have demos and competitions. We can work with the computer shops and, you know,
they can run the scoreboard.
Well, they can be the main people who fix my computers. I don't know. But collaboration, when and where, would be the idea I see for us working together to make a better community for everyone.
And that's something everybody can be a part of, too. It's it not only just having a wherewithal of this computer store is opening up or this BMX store is opening up or this guy's selling some music. It's more of not just supporting, but being aware.
Yeah, it's always nice to... Word mouth to ear? What word to mouth? What do they
word
call
of mouth.
That? The word to mouth it works good. It really gets
the name out there.
Yes.
I have to ask, we're about wrapping up, and I have to ask, you brought a fanny pack with like a bunch of coins in the front of it. I have to know, is this something for business or is this fashion?
Not for fashion, more for convenience. I've always been a fanny pack wearer, even before it was popular. This one here is a 1989 Game Boy case, actually. It's actually the most beautiful fanny pack I own, though, so I like it. It goes with my style.
That's fair. So you just carry, like, wallet and keys and everything on your front instead of your pockets?
Exactly.
Hey, fair enough. Everyone's got their little niche. I wear a cowboy hat when it's hot outside.
I used to always have my Game Boy actually strapped to my belt, though. I don't anymore right now, but... I used to always walk around with my Game Boy strapped to my belt.
Hey, if it works, why fix it, right?
Yeah.
Was there anything else you'd like to talk about before we say goodbye?
So far, I think we covered all the aspects of what we're talking about, and I'm pretty happy with what I said about everything. I'm not sure if I missed anything or if I said a little too much here and there, but I think it went pretty well.
No such thing. You didn't say too much, and I found it very interesting. Well, doors always open to you, Jody. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story with us.
Well, thank you, Drew. You're actually a really great guy, and I love talking with you.